And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Tuesday the 11th of March. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. Chris Fawkes will be here with the Shipping Bulletin in just a moment, and that's followed at 5:30 by News Briefing. First, though, we'll take a look ahead to this afternoon.
Someone came to the door. They were looking to murder him.
History's Secret Heroes with me, Helena Bonham Carter. True stories of resistance, deception and courage in World War II.
Churchill's view is, has this man lost his mind? And that's not a stupid question.
Heroes from all over the world united in the strength of their conviction.
This man left everything that he knew behind in Nigeria. During Britain's darkest hour, he made a phenomenal contribution.
History's Secret Heroes continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday afternoons at 3.
And now here's Chris Fawkes. Morning.
Thanks, Charles. Good morning. And now this shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coastguard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 11th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low South Fitzroy 994 moving slowly east, losing its identity by midnight tonight. Low Norwegian Sea 1000 moving steadily south, losing its identity by same time. New low expected Denmark 995 by that time. High 150 miles southwest of Iceland 1029, slow moving, declining 1025 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking, northerly 5 to 7, wintry showers, good occasionally moderate. East Viking, North Utsira, northerly becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. South Utsira, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or showers, moderate occasionally poor. East Forties, northerly 5 to 7, showers, good. West Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale late later. Showers, good. Fisher, cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale late later. Occasional rain, moderate occasionally poor. German Bight, cyclonic 4 or 5. Showers, fog patches at first. Moderate occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northeast 4 to 6, backing north 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. North Biscay, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good occasionally moderate. South Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, northerly veering easterly or southeasterly later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5. Showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northeast backing north 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Shannon, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest veering north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Hebrides, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, north 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later in West Faroes. Wintry showers, good occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, east-northeast 3, 22 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 3, 24 miles, 1017 falling. Lerwick, northwest by west 3, rain, 2 miles, 1010 falling. Lucas, northwest 2, 24 miles, 1014 falling. Bridlington, north-northeast 4, 1009 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 6, 2 miles, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 5, 1 mile, 1004. Jersey, northeast 4, recent rain, 1,700 metres, 1,003 falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 6, 1 mile, 1,005. Scilly Automatic, east-northeast 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,005 steady. Valentia, east-northeast 3, 6 miles, 1,009 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast 3, 14 miles, 1,013 rising slowly. Malin Head, northeast 4, 16 miles, 1,016 now rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, an issue by the Met Office at 0500. General situation, a cold front over the English Channel will clear southwards with the United Kingdom covered by a northerly or northeasterly airflow. Strong winds will affect most waters. Cape Wrath's directory head including Orkney. Northwesterly veering northerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale late later. Showers, wintry for a time in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest 4 to 6, veering north 5 to 7, perhaps gale late later. Showers, wintry for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North backing northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northerly backing northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly backing northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6, backing north 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 4 to 6, backing north 3 to 5. Rain or showers at first. Moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast backing north later 4 to 6, then decreasing 3 later in the Bristol Channel. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first in east. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northeast, backing northwest for a time, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Collingford Loch. Northeast 4 or 5, backing northwest 4 to 6, then veering north 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northeasterly 4 or 5, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly later. Fair then, showers. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 4, backing northwest 5 to 7, then veering north later. Fair then showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 4 to 6, veering north 5 to 7. Showers. Good. Shetland Isles. Northwest 5 to 7. Veering north 6 to gale 8. Squally wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time. But for now, I'll hand you back to Charles.
Chris, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 11th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: the search for a missing crew member from a cargo ship which crashed into an oil tanker in the North Sea has been called off. President Zelensky of Ukraine says his country will be fully constructive in talks with the US about ending the conflict with Russia. In business this morning, share prices on the Asian markets have fallen after US stocks plunged yesterday. And in sport, Newcastle United have kept alive their hopes of Champions League football with a win at West Ham. The Coast Guard says that it has called off an extensive search for a crew member of a cargo ship who went missing after the vessel crashed into an oil tanker in the North Sea yesterday morning. The tanker was carrying jet fuel for the US military when it was hit off the East Yorkshire coast. The authorities are preparing to tackle any pollution, with experts warning of the risk of severe environmental damage. Matthew Atkinson is divisional commander from HM Coast Guard. He gave this update.
36 crew members were taken safely to shore. One crew member of the Solong remains unaccounted for, and after an extensive search for the missing crewmen, sadly they have not been found and the search has been terminated. The two vessels remain on fire and Coast Guard aircraft are monitoring the situation.
President Zelensky has said Ukraine's position in talks with US officials in Saudi Arabia today will be fully constructive. The meeting will focus on finding a peace deal between Kiev and Moscow. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, who's in Jeddah, has also expressed optimism about the negotiations. Mark Kelly, a Democrat in the US Senate, believes the Ukrainians mustn't be forced to make too many concessions.
I want this to end. I could tell you the Ukrainians want this to end. They can't have it end in a way that gives Vladimir Putin the ability to refit his military, rearm, reindustrialize, and come at them again in the future.
The owner of X, Elon Musk, has suggested hackers in the Ukraine area were behind a cyber attack which left tens of thousands of users unable to access the website. But Mr. Musk, who has previously been critical of Ukraine, admitted X was still trying to work out what had happened. An indefinite, all-out strike by Birmingham's refuse collectors is beginning, affecting more than 400,000 households. It's part of a dispute between the City Council and the Unite Union about plans to downgrade some roles and to reduce pay. A BBC investigation has found some women weren't warned about serious side effects when they were prescribed drugs for disorders such as restless leg syndrome, which causes an irresistible urge to move. 25 people who have the condition said their lives had been ruined by a group of drugs called dopamine agonists, with some people saying they became sex